bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. A couple things right quick. We will not be doing the Black Book Thursday today because I want to give you time to get the book. So we'll be doing it on next Wednesday. My producer, DJ Brother Z, already shaking his head. That's a shame.
Aww.
But we're going to wait till next. So you'll be able to order your book at 1,000 Ways to Die by Tremaine Lee, T-R-Y-M-A-I-N-E. So you have my sincerest apologies. Don't beat me up on the chat. Don't beat me up on the talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Also want to remind you, stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Scroll down and click Watch Live. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never, ever, ever miss a live show. That's what I wanted to let you all know. Don't beat me up, please. You know, don't kill the mess. Well, I guess you'd have to kill the messenger because I'm the one that started it. So, by the way, there was breaking news. MATC was on lockdown. They are no longer on lockdown. So they are operating, normally. So if you heard about that, or if you know people that are at MATC, and you heard they were on lockdown. They are no longer on lockdown. They are now operating in a normal way. So, that being said, Milwaukee leadership. What's going on with Milwaukee leadership? I had a great conversation with a friend of mine who I respect very much, but something that he said, technically wrote, kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and not in a negative way, but in a way that made me think, well, that doesn't make any sense. So there were two quotes by Martin Luther King, and maybe I'm wrong. You can always correct me. I'm open for correction. Martin Luther King said, "A genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus." Now, you may agree or disagree, but then I want to give you the second quote. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Now, I happen to think that consensus is a moment of convenience and comfort. I think working toward consensus is a coward's way of leadership. And when I hear leadership here in Milwaukee talk about consensus, and we're going to get a consensus. Well, a consensus gives people such a poor outcome because, well, let me go back to it. He says being a genuine leader is you mold consensus. You cause people to conform to what it is you want. Everybody sings Kumbaya, everybody's happy, everybody's great. But then he says the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. I think that should be applied to what's called a genuine leader. Because otherwise they conflict with each other. He contradicts himself. If you have consensus, there's no challenge. And there's no controversy. Everybody gets along. We're going to all give up something so that we can get what we want in the end. And, well, what you have is a leader who is what I call feckless. And if you don't know what that word means, look it up. Feckless. And this is why consensus is garbage. There's no impact from a leader who gets consensus. It doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't even take leadership. It doesn't take controversy. It doesn't take challenge. It just takes kumbaya. And for me, that's why consensus is garbage. To be a leader, and I used to put a saying on my email, and I think I might do it again. To be a leader, you have to be egalitarian towards people, but elitist towards ideas. You need to think everyone, every person, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, I'm trying to think of some other one, you know, Hare Krishna, whatever, we're all equal as people. But be elitist towards ideas. Always think your idea is the best one. And if everybody does that and everybody challenges, and there's controversy around that, and I mean good controversy, not just mean to be mean, but discussion, robust discussion, you're going to come out with the best. And I believe the leader will be looked at as the best. We don't have that here in Milwaukee. We have consensus. And as you look around the city, I think you recognize consensus kills. It's like having a flat line. If you were to hook Milwaukee to a heart machine, it'd be flatlined. It'd be dead. Ideas we've had, useless. Look at the hop. We're doing construction in November where it's already with backed up traffic. And now we're going to push that traffic into the neighborhoods that are already impacted. There's construction on Locust, construction on Center, there's construction North Avenue, everywhere. It waters down great debate, but the problem is it affects you, it affects organizations, and this leadership in Milwaukee is affecting the city and the decisions that they make. The fact that we're arguing as to whether or not the Milwaukee Fire Department needs to upgrade their apparatus, the trucks they use, the equipment they use to actually save people's lives is ridiculous. But yet the Common Council will want to reach consensus, which makes them feckless, which makes them useless, which makes them not have any ideas. And while we're taking our time molding consensus, people die, lose their jobs, and the decisions they make at their core and at the best are mediocre.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, what's up? YouTube chat and talking text line. Nurse Dukes, oh, you didn't change your name now, huh? Study hall is in full effect, y'all. William, I'm not going to read all that because that's a lot. what's up? Curly Q, why'd everybody change their name? It's me, S.E. Good afternoon. What's going on? Why'd everybody change their name? They say, what's up to you, brother, big brother, big brother. We're going to call you Big Brother Z. Wow. Wow. So that one guy everybody knows. Okay, that's too much. That's too much. What's up, LT? So that one guy asked, why didn't Sherwin answer my call? So Sherwin was talking crazy trash this morning. And I just happened to tune in. This is about, 11:30-ish, 11:20-ish. And I happened to tune in, and dude was like, he was on, I don't know what he was on. And so he was going on and on and on and blah, 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 blah. And then he brought up my name, and he brought up Andrew's name, and he was doing all this other stuff. And so I was like, he said, what? You know, talk about me being in the backyard in my underwear. He said I'd probably take a shower and with briefs on, you know, crazy, stupid stuff. You know, I was like, this dude, let me call him. And so I dialed the number. Well, you know, sometimes my phone will dial and you can see it calling and then it answers, but I can't hear anything. They can't hear me and I can't hear them. So it answered and I heard him talking. So I don't know. Did he answer the phone?
Yeah, so I answered it, and I saw that it was, like, your caller ID, so I just put you on hold right away, and then Sherwin saw your caller ID and then put you on air, and then you both said hello to each other, and then you hung up.
Okay, because I couldn't hear anything. Like, I heard absolutely nothing. It was like, that's what I heard when I called. So I went, oh, guess he's not there, and I hung up. And I guess he hung up at the same time? I don't know. Does it matter?
No.
I was just tripping the fact that he said that I was in my briefs taking a shower. Like, why would that pop in your head? Men taking showers in their briefs. I'm going to let that go. Look, I'm going to let that go. But that was in his mind. Wasn't in mine. I was going to call him and ask him, who was you thinking about? Like, what? Okay. 833-212-1017 is number. He said, I need a new phone. I don't need a new phone. Curly Q said, you need a new phone. No, I don't. I should have turned my car around and drove all the way down. He'd be like, what? And then showed up in my briefs. Wet myself with water like I just got out the shower and walk in the studio. Sherwin, you was talking about me. That would have been funny. 833-212-1017 is over. Now that I have all these women that are in the chat, crack screen, calls that don't go through, I'm just saying. My calls have done that before I had it. So stop. Like you know my phone. Like you live in my house and you know my phone. Get out of here. Matter of fact, Curly Q, since you probably got curly hair, I got a question for you. Ladies, I have a question. 833-212-1017 is the number. Give me a call. Is anybody brave enough for me to ask them a question? If you have hair and you're a black woman, call me. 833-212-1017. I want to see if anybody is controversial enough, tough enough. You know, they're always talking about black women so strong and black women have to be this and black women have to be that. Give me a call. I want to see if you have any courage.
Ooh.
Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. And I mean courage where you wait to call and then you answer and then I ask you the question. Come on, Curly Q. Come on, Kwanda. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. I'm just saying. Pick up the phone and give me a call so I can holler at you. I got to not holler in a H-O-L-L-A, not H-O-L-L-E-R. Is that like the E-R in, okay, I'm gonna let that go. But, but I'm serious. I have a question for women that only a woman could answer. A man could not answer it. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's a simple question. Give me your name. Give me where you're calling from. What neighborhood, city, whatever. Give me the neighborhood. Where you calling from? I want to know where y'all at. And by the way, we're still trying to find information on fans that listen to 101.7 The Truth. So if you want to text 833-212-1017 and text survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, you'll get a link. Fill it out. Let us know who you is, what you like, what you don't like, all that stuff. So we can make 2026 colder and bolder right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? How are you?
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you?
I'm good. It's about time you called me. Have you called me before?
Oh, really? What's the question, Dr. Ken?
The question. So on thegrio.com, a black Harvard...
No, I never called before.
I didn't think so, and I'm glad you did. Thank you. A black Harvard alumnus invented hair braiding in a way that would change. Now, have you ever had your hair braided? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had your hair braided?
Yes.
Okay. Would you let a hair braiding robot braid your hair?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And why is that?
Because the robot could malfunction at any given time and jerk my neck or anything. So, no.
Okay. Well, a woman created a universal robot that is able to braid hair. She won the 2025 President's Innovation Challenge Award at the Harvard Innovation Lab. And she created a robot that could go into a salon and braid your hair. So she said, imagine if every time you got your hair cut, it took 6 hours, cost $200 to $300, and gave your hairstylist arthritis at age 29. So she created something that could actually braid hair. And you say, absolutely not.
No, I would not, because how many hairs would this machine actually be able to braid before it needs to be plugged back up again? I mean, it's a lot of components to that. With a human, a human may need to take a 15-minute break, and I'm right back on your head, starting with the next person or finishing you up. With this machine, there's a lot of niche with that. I will not.
Well, they now have it where it can braid hair. It took them 18 months. They had 450 prototypes, and now they finally think they created one where the device can actually, they said it's braided thousands of braids.
And this is only African-American? Is this all texture of hair? That's another thing.
See, those are questions I wouldn't know. Those are questions I wouldn't think to ask. So.
See, you got to ask. So I guess you would ask women, being that we get our hair done.
That's right.
Something you would have, yeah, so.
And I ain't got no hair anyway. Not. I ain't got no hair anyway. So,
absolutely not. I'm content with humans. I need human interactions with a lot of things. So.
So you're content to sit there for 3, 4, 6 hours and get your hair braided?
Absolutely. That's why I went and locked my own hair, because I got tired of being a stylist as well, trying to do different hairstyles on my head to promote my business and my clients. So I locked my own hair up, and then I just continued to use a mannequin and do different styles on there. Best hair decision I ever made was to lock it up.
All right. Well, thank you much, Kwanda. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right. Have a good one.
Take care. 833-212-1017 is the number. Smiley from Sherman Park. You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
1017 is the number.
Hey, how are you? Smiley? Smiley going once. There you are.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. So question, same question to you. Would you let a robot braid your hair?
Of course not. I mean, that's just absurd. I mean, I know they out here doing something to make it seem like, but in reality, a robot can't really do nothing besides what they created it to do. And it's just a basic, probably a box braid. But other than that, I would not dare.
Now, what exactly is a box braid? I don't know what that is.
A box braid is just you bark it, put it in a square, and then put it.
And so you
pretty
would,
much just braid it. But
and so
no.
You would have a bunch of little boxes and squares across your head, with all with individual braids.
That's correct.
Okay.
No, I would not.
All right,
and it's more maintaining because everybody culture over here, even if it is considered with a black African American hair, they're still they are made different. Of course, of it when it comes down to Caucasians, and they are the same. You know, their hair might be the same, but their course is still different. So no.
So a black woman created it. She invented it. And a black woman then wrote the algorithm that they use with the robot. So we always complain that with AI, you know, the person that created it, it reflects their biases and their ways of doing things and their traditions and customs. Well, this one, this robot would be reflected by a black woman. Wouldn't that be better?
They just make a couple of dollars for them. So, hooray. Go back to the drawing board.
So what if the cost was say 10% of it? So instead of you paying $300, I don't even know how much women pay to get their hair braided. Instead of paying $300, you pay $30.
At the end of the day, it's still all about the way they handle your hair. The robot ain't gonna know how to handle a person yet, or the how every, like I said, comes to it. So me paying $300 to get the best and making sure somebody maintains my hair correctly when they are doing it, I'll go back to a human before I do a robot.
So you'd rather pay more and have a human than pay cheaper and possibly get the same thing?
Ain't no problem. You got to know for a fact. You ain't know for sure with a robot. Be like robots for real. Bald head on one side, and you bald head anyway. Depends on your hair court, you know. So all that depends on all that.
All right. Well, thank you much, Smiley. I appreciate it. Keep listening.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I got told. They said no. I thought it would be something cool to do. Like, I mean, she's black. She's smart. In the innovation lab at Harvard. Hair braiding robot. It probably got them little rubber fingertips. So it can hold your hair. Can you imagine trying to pull away and a robot be like, and just rip all your hair out of something? I don't know. I hated having my hair combed. Least of all, braided? Ooh, Lord. I'd be a cry baby. Which is kind of.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. 34 minutes after the hour, 49 degrees. Going down to a low of 33, 1 degree from freezing. So, you know, after tonight, your grass ain't growing no more till next spring. So just so you know, when you get the first freeze, grass goes, I'm out. They tap out. 833-212-1017 is the number for all men. Hey, guys, listen, would you couple questions for guys? So hit me up. Give me a call. 833-212-1017 is the number. Would you let your woman get her hair braided by a robot? Because I haven't seen, I don't think I've ever seen a man that braids hair. Have you? Yeah. Would you prefer a woman to braid your your woman's hair? Or would you prefer a robot? That's one. The other question is, if you're a man and you have braids, would you let a robot braid your hair? Or do you want a woman to braid your hair? And when women braid your hair, do you like kids do, sit on the floor and they sit on a chair or couch and they have their shoulders between their legs and they braid your hair? Or like what? Boy, that was a picture I just painted. Anyway, I'm just saying. So, guys, 833-212-1017. Would you let a robot braid your hair? And would you let a robot braid your woman's hair? Your daughter's hair. Now, understand, money. We talking you saving like probably at least half of what you might normally pay for a robot. They ain't gonna want no water. They don't have to need. They don't need to take a break. They don't need like all that. They don't need none of that. They can just get it done. Done. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn because I got a wife and two daughters who got their hair braided. So I guess I should be asking them. The caller on the east side. You're on 101.7 The Truth.
I just happen to be on the east side. I ain't from the east side.
I know. Make it plain, brother. Make it plain.
So when it comes to the braiding thing, a professional braider would be standing and you'd be in a chair just like a barber. They'll spin the chair around. And that's one way. When you have a personal relationship, because many times, you know, there are a lot of women who grow up braiding hair. And some of them are almost or just as good as professional braiders. So I would say your positioning depends on your position.
Well, let me ask you this. Most people that gamble go to the same machine all the time. They have a they have a relationship with that machine. Like it's theirs and they play it and all that. So if you could do that with a gambling machine, you know, can't you do it with a robot?
I would never let a robot braid me. I won't say no.
What if it was cheaper? What if it was better? Come on now.
It would have to be something that I would probably be late on that, like I am a lot of technology. I'm never the guy who, when they say something is new and improved, believe them. I have to see, let other people be the guinea pig. You know what I mean? That's can.
So you're not an early adapter. You're not an early adapter. You wait for everybody else to.
Mentally, but when it comes to a physical risk, I let other people take it first. And
how's that a physical risk though? They're braiding your hair.
Well, I thought about what you just said. You can get your hair ripped from your scalp if the robot malfunctions.
A regular braider can do that, too.
I was going to say, now, there are some people with such heavy hands that, you know, where you've seen people where your eyes become slanted. I don't go back to those. I had a relative who, when I was a kid, had little heavy hands.
Wow.
And I avoided her. She braided my hair one time. So, but the collar, you know, I keep
it. But doesn't it? But doesn't it loosen up over time? Doesn't it, like as you wear it, it kind of loosens up and settles?
It does. It. But the process of having someone who is finding a braider, I think, is more important even than finding a good barber.
Okay.
Because a person with heavy hands, man, will have you know that one little tear that come down, you know, because of the pain. So. That's my contribution on the braid thing. I have an excellent stylist who does a great job on my hair. And she calls herself a hair cultivator. So, you know, shouts out to her. And Shay's birthday was yesterday. She's 33. So, awesome, awesome hair braid.
All right. Thank you much. Appreciate it. Wow. Well, I don't have enough hair to. I don't have any hair. But I don't have hair to braid hair. I mean, I don't know. I guess it would be okay. I mean, I think you should try it at least once. Curly Q say, what's the mediocre? So the first, part is my Dr. Ken's truth was mediocre. That was the title of it. And then he added robots braiding hair. And clearly the ladies are saying it's mediocre. So I don't know. Like, I think you should try it at least once. Try it at least once. Nurse Duke said, I knew I braided tight. However, I didn't realize how tight I braid is when I did a sew-in on myself and it hurt so bad. Took it out that night and I never braided my own hair afterwards. Okay. Okay. Then I said, right. Would you let a robot shave your head, Dr. Ken? Well, first of all, I'm not bald. It's cut really low because I'm lazy, and then it grows back really? Over 2 weeks. Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Come look. Look at it. Look at that. See? There's actually hair there. See? There's actually hair. See? That stuff is hair. You can even hear it. See? Okay. This is smooth. Ain't nothing there. So, and then of course I got corrected. We don't sit on the floor. We sit in a chair. But can you imagine somebody standing on their feet for 6 hours doing my hair, cutting, you know, braiding hair? That's crazy. So let me ask you a question then. Should I let my hair grow? Should I let my hair grow to the length that it was when I was in college, past my shoulders? And then I can get it braided. Get it braided. Okay, I guess that's enough. So LT said, when I was little, before I go to break, my mom dropped me off at the barbershop to get a blowout. And they were so busy. I let a woman do my hair. It was either Handsome or Esquire Barbershop. And when I got in the car, she asked me who did my hair. And I knew that she knew that a woman did it and she had a fit. Everybody telling me absolutely not. That phase of my life is over. Do not let your hair. You know what? You and that bell. You should not let. It's over with your hair. I thought the fans supported me. They was like, dude, leave your hair the way it is. So I think what it is you've gotten used to my hair being like this, near bald. So now, if it changes, y'all got an issue with it.
You could grow out your beard and stuff again first before you do any of that.
But see, then I get haters when I do that. Because when my beard grows, I don't do anything to it. And it grows even straight, and it's like perfectly rounded. It's all white. It's all gray. And people love it. And then I'll be like, well, why y'all hate? I want my beard to grow like that. But you know what it took? Years of cutting it off and letting it grow and cutting it off and letting it grow and little patched holes in it and looking all crazy. And then I had to groom it so that it would grow like that. Can a robot do that? I'm just saying.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Love is a losing game.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. We was talking about robots doing braids on men and women, whether men like it. I guess both say they ain't getting their hair braided by nothing. There's a poll in the YouTube chat. I'm just saying, women are like basically like, don't touch me. So would women let a guy do their hair? I don't know. Hey, LT, you are banished to Sheboygan. Like, bye. Dr. Ken be looking like Grady with facial hair. I look better than Grady, dude. Ugh, can't believe you said that. Curly Q said, past your shoulders? Wow. Well, that was back in the day when you were silly. And I started out getting my hair slicked back. And then I used to get the curl, the Jerry curl type thing. And then it just kept growing. So I kept it growing. And then it grew. For a beer? Wow. That's easy. That's pretty easy. That wow. A beer? One beer.
Just one. Not a full pack. Just one.
Wow. Wow. The angel said, so once upon a time we used to use the stove, now we microwave, house phone, now cellular, encyclopedia, now Google, letters, now email, gas car, now electric. Hopefully we won't go that far. We created AI. Now our grandchildren will think it's normal. Now they're on to AI, and then I'm not going to repeat what he said because he says sex dolls. I'm like, where'd that come from? Like the only thing you got out of that is an AI sex doll? Like really? That's all you got out of that?
Really?
She said, this is what I'm talking about. One-star mediocre review about this. No. So she's on, what is she on? X? Yeah, she must be on X. So that's literally the title of my opening. Mediocre.
Like should one I change star. It?
Yeah, you should probably off? Change it. Because people think that they're saying my show is mediocre. Hey, at least they watching. You know what I'm saying? At least they watching. And so if you ever get twisted about what I said or what you think I said, just go to the app, download it, and listen. And then you'll hear exactly what I said. So, you know. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go listen to Sherwin's show again. Be like, hey, dude, I'm gonna have like a list. What about this, this, this? You said this, this, this. You said this, this. Okay.
But Milwaukee's leadership is mediocre.
Milwaukee's leadership is mediocre. That might work. Curly Q says she had male beauticians. So do women prefer? Here's what I really don't understand. And I know we got a break and do top five at five. But here's what I don't understand. Ladies, you can help me out. Why do women go to the hair salon and be there for 6 hours getting their hair done when the person that's there is working on three or four different heads at a time? Getting paid a couple of $100s per, making $4,500, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a weekend. How is that? Like, why would you let somebody do that to you? You have an appointment at 9 o'clock. You don't get in the chair till 10, 10:30, and then you sit there and you get home at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why would you pay somebody for that? To literally disrespect your time doing different hair. Well, first I got to do this to your hair. Then I got to do that to your hair. Then I got to do this to your hair. But you could do it with multiple people. So I started her, and then she got the whatever in it. The relaxer, and I'm going to go over here and start a person, and then I'll put relaxer in her hair, and then I'm going to come take it out of your hair. I would say if you're going to pay for that, charge premium, and then I get treatment that I want. That's like a barber cutting multiple hair. I don't like people to walk up to my barber and talk to him while he's cutting my hair. And to be honest, I've had women barbers and I had male barbers. Male barbers were better for me. It's not like they had a lot to cut anyway. But at some point, I'm paying for undivided attention, not for you to hold a conversation with somebody else and stop cutting my hair. To the point where I've interrupted conversation. I'm like, excuse me, yeah, can you finish my hair? Like, we're not here to listen to, do you have a conversation with dude or girl or whoever? Nurse Duke said, because of the bind and loyalty with you and your stylist, I don't wait if my appointment is at 10 and I'm in the chair at 9:55. Never had a problem with her in 9 years I've been with her. You might want to put her name on the internet then, because I make an appointment, I show up, boom, I'm in, I'm out, done. If I got to wait, let me know before I get there I got to wait. hey, I'm 10 minutes behind. So you know what I do to fix that, right? You know what I do to fix it? I'm the first one in the chair. What time do you open? I open at 10 o'clock. What's the earliest appointment you take? 10:15. I'll be there at 10:15 every 2 weeks, like clockwork, just like that. And I've been doing that since before COVID. Probably 2018. Probably about 8 or 9 years, 7 or 8 years. I've been going to the same barber, like clockwork, every 2 weeks. Sometime he can't make it, sometime I can't make it, but all right. Mari said, AI is already messing up a patient's prescription. I had the first AI mess up last night after a patient's telehealth urgent care appointment. But we don't know why. So I don't know if you can just generically blame AI. I'm pretty sure a human in there did or didn't do something. She said the bond and, well, bind works too. Quanda. Anyway, so I think it goes both ways. But I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. Oh, wait a minute. Dana Stiles in Miami. Funny. But anyway, I'm going to be in Miami next year, early next year. But I digress. At some point, human connection, what I'm hearing out of all of this is human connection matters. Like Quanda said, the bond and the loyalty you have. Now, let me explain loyalty. Loyalty only goes so far because I pay you. Loyalty is me coming back, but I pay you. So you still got to get the job done. If you don't get the job done, there's no loyalty. Does that make sense? And so, yeah. I think it's great. I just have a thing with women cutting my hair because I've gone to female barbers and they don't give. They don't like, it's like they have to prove their toughness. And so, like, I had one said, hey, you got a coupon. And she gave me the coupon. And so the next time I came, but I didn't have the coupon, I said, well, can we do the coupon? She said, if you don't have a coupon, you don't get the discount. I said, but you know you're giving it. You can literally write it down. And then when I bring in the coupon, you can just take it. Like, I don't understand. Nope. If you don't have a coupon, you don't get a discount. It's only like a 10% discount. It's like a dollar or something off the hair at the time. I'm like, you're going to go there? She said, yep. That's what it is. I said, okay. All right. I'll be sure. Watch this. I made sure I said, I'll be sure to bring back the coupon. Right? So like LT say, are you a good tipper? Yes, I am. So I paid for it, gave her a tip. To this day, I have never gone back to her and I have never. So the next time I saw her, she just kind of looked at me and I said, that's what you lose for a coupon. You lost a lifetime of service for a coupon. Top 5 at 5 up next.